Unit 6, Publicity and Presentation. Text for Interpretation. Passage 1, Chinese English Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
上海的字面意思是海上之部，这是世界上最大的海港城市之一，也是中国主要的工业和商业中心。随着经济改革的日益深化，这座昔日被誉为远东金融、经济、贸易中心的城市 正在为促进长江流域的经济发展起着龙头作用。与此同时，上海以它独特的风韵吸引着数以百万计的海内外游客。作为一座国际大都市，上海的国际航班可直达曼谷、新加坡、香港、汉城、东京、大阪、名古屋、长崎、广岛、布鲁塞尔、法兰克福、纽约、洛杉矶、 旧金山、芝加哥、多伦多、温哥华、悉尼等20多个城市。以东方明珠闻名于世的上海，是中国通向世界的东大门。早在唐宋时期，上海便是中国东部的一座外贸商镇，与日本、朝鲜和东南亚各国之间有着商贸关系。到了清朝乾隆、嘉庆年间， 上海成了东南部的大都市和海运中心。那时，深城里万商云集，浦江上千帆斗雁，好一派繁荣兴旺的景象。自20世纪50年代起，上海取代广州，成了中国的外贸中心，至今仍保持着这一龙头地位。 今天，这座著名的国际港市已发展成为中国重要的经济、金融、贸易、科技、信息和文化中心。上海作为中国的一座历史文化名城，有70余处国家级和市级重点历史文物保护单位，充分展示了特色鲜明的海派文化。上海是美食家的乐园， 全市数以千计的餐馆汇集了全国各大名菜，如鲁菜、川菜、粤菜、扬州菜、闽菜等，各种风味一应俱全。世界各地的风味烹调，如法、俄、意、英、德、日、韩、印等外邦菜比比皆是，各领风骚。清真人士和素食者 自有去处，各得其所。享有万国建筑博览会之美誉的上海，在外滩和室内各处都有风格各异的建筑物。浦东的金茂大厦、国际会议中心和东方明珠电视塔，相伴电视塔左右的雄伟的南浦大桥和杨浦大桥，连接两桥的内环线高架交通干道， 以及人民广场上的上海博物馆、上海大剧院和上海城市规划展示馆，使深城旧貌焕新颜。上海是旅游者的天地，上海有众多的休闲度假胜地，如佘山国家旅游度假区、淀山湖风景区、太阳岛度假区、环球乐园、梦幻世界 以及野生动物园。上海每年都要举办多姿多彩的旅游节，其中包括除夕夜的龙华迎新撞钟活动，春天的龙华庙会、南汇桃花节和国际茶文化节，金秋时节的上海黄埔旅游节和上海桂花节。 这些海派气息浓郁而又十分迷人的节庆活动，引来无数海外游客竞相参与。海派文化是南北东西文化交汇融合的结晶，海纳百川，有容乃大。 上海恢宏的气度源于充分开放的历史，上海的快速崛起是改革开放的成果。论历史，上海在宋代城镇，元代设县，明代筑城，在中国灿若群星的名城古都中并不耀眼夺目，远不能比西安、开封、洛阳，近不能比南京、苏州、杭州。但是上海自开埠以来以超长的速度发展，自改革开放以来，尤其是自20世纪90年代初以来，上海开始了新的腾飞，城市面貌日新月异，在建设现代化国际大都市的征途上高歌猛进，其巨大成就举世瞩目。2000年看西安，500年看北京，100年看上海，上海已成为现代中国城市的象征。历史曾经厚爱过上海，也委屈过上海，现在又给上海以难得的机遇。乘其机以驰骋兮，来吾道夫先路。21世纪的上海人既是聪明人，也是精明人，更是具有大气魄的高明人。21世纪的上海人不仅会说上海话，也会说普通话，还会说国际通用语言，具有世界公民的特质。21世纪的上海成为世界经济、金融和贸易中心已属必然，世界注视着中国，尤其注视着上海。上海这座地球上最具希望的城市，竭诚欢迎各国朋友光临。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
London is the capital of the United Kingdom and chief city of the British Commonwealth. With a population of about 7 million and an area of 1,580 square kilometers, this vast metropolis is by far the largest city in Europe, a distinction it has maintained since the 17th century. In the 19th century, it was the largest and most influential city in the world, the center of a large and prosperous overseas empire. Although it no longer ranks among the world's most populous cities, London is still one of the world's major financial and cultural capitals.By European standards, London is physically spread out and dispersed, without a predominant focal point. London's metropolitan area is divided into 32 boroughs and the City of London. At the core of this immense urban area is Central London, which includes the City of London, the City of Westminster, and districts in the West End. The City of London,is the traditional heart of the city and stands as its own political unit. The city of Westminster is the seat of the national government. Much of the outer portion of this huge conglomeration of people and activities is made up of low-rise residential development. The historical centre of London is now a relatively small area still known as the city,which covers only about 2.6 square kilometers. This is where London began as a Roman colonial town around AD 50. Today, this area is one of the world's leading financial centers. The permanent residential population of the city is now less than 6,000, but about 350,000 commute here daily to work. The most prominent landmark of the cityis St. Paul's Cathedral. The city of Westminster, about 2 miles from the city of London, emerged as England's political and religious centre of power after the 11th century. At the heart of Westminster is Westminster Abbey, which has always been closely associated with the monarchy and is used for such state occasions as coronations and royal funerals. Virtually across the street are the Houses of Parliament, officially called the New Palace of Westminster. Farther west is the monarch's permanent residence in London, Buckingham Palace. To the west and north of London's Trafalgar Square is the West End, which is usually regarded as the centre of town because it is London's shopping and entertainment hub. The busiest shopping area is Oxford Street, where famous large department stores are located. Scattered throughout the Soho and Covent Garden sections are foreign restaurants and entertainment attractions, including the Royal Opera House and most of London's major theatres and movie houses. In the northern part of the West End is Bloomsbury, the city's traditional intellectual centre, with its concentration of bookshops and homes of writers and academics. Here too are the British Museum and the giant complex of the University of London. The East End of London, in strong contrast to the prosperous West End, has frequently been characterised by slums, poverty, and crime. The East End grew with the spread of industries to the east of the city. It is especially famous as the centre of the clothing industry in London. Petticoat Market takes place every Sunday morning and has become one of the beautiful sights of London. London is one of the world's great centres for classical and popular culture. It has enjoyed a reputation for superb theatre since the time of Shakespeare in the 16th century. The variety ranges from the majestic Royal National Theatre to the lavish Royal Opera House. The sheer number of symphony orchestras is impressive and includes the London Symphony Orchestra, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and the English Chamber Orchestra. Some of the most well-known concert halls in the world, such as the Royal Festival Hall, provide favourable venues for the cornucopia of performances in London. London itself is a living museum, with more than 2,000 years of history and culture. But it also boasts one of the greatest concentrations of significant museums, more than 100, of any city in the world. The jewel in this cultural crown is the British Museum, with 4 kilometres of galleries and more than 4 million exhibits. The Victoria and Albert Museum displays an important and varied collection of applied arts. Across the street are the Natural History Museum with its dinosaurs and the Science Museum, which includes a renowned section on the history of medicine. The Museum of London effectively introduces visitors to London's history by walking them through successive eras chronologically. London is a major repository of the greatest Western art and a creative centre for contemporary artists. The National Gallery on Trafalgar Square contains Britain's premier art collection, with holdings from every major European art school. Next door is the National Portrait Gallery, with thousands of striking portraits of Britons. The Tate Gallery contains the principal collection of British art and modern international art. What Londoners do for a living has changed considerably since the city was a commercial and industrial centre in the 19th century. Manufacturing has steadily declined and to today accounts for less than 10% of total employment. The printing and publishing industry is now a leading employer. Far more important is the services sector, which employs 85% of London's workforce. This is led by financial and business services. Tourism is another important part of the services sector. London attracts more than 24 million visitors annually, more than half of them from outside the country. Serving tourists is thought to employ at least 300,000 Londoners. Although London has suffered some growing pains through its history, we have reasons to be optimistic about its future. We're positive that this old city will continue to be one of the world's great cities in a new spirit of youthful enthusiasm.
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
上海奥特因中心是一家装潢华丽的四星级花园式旅游宾馆，中心占地面积30亩，集住宿、餐饮、娱乐、健身、商务和会务于一体。宾馆拥有88间豪华套房、168间标准客房，以及可容纳300多人的会议厅。宾馆内设有中西餐厅，全天供应各种应时美味佳肴，直至深夜。各种娱乐设施一应俱全，如网球场、保龄球场、游泳池、健身房、桌球房、迷你高尔夫球场、卡拉 OK 歌舞厅等。宾馆提供各种便利服务项目，其中包括出租车联系、机票和火车票预订、外汇兑换、国际电话直播、因特网使用等。宾馆接受主要信用卡，提供衣服洗熨、美容美发、桑拿沐浴、按摩推拿等服务。上海奥特因中心那田园式的环境优雅静谧，颇有欧美乡村情调，是旅游度假或商住的理想场所。服务人员训练有素，为每位宾客提供一流服务，使他们在宾馆期间愉快舒适，有一种宾至如归的感觉，离别时所带走的是种种美好的回忆。上海奥特因中心地处沪嘉高速公路的北出口，毗邻享有东方迪士尼美誉的歌诗摩乐园。上海奥特因中心地理位置优越，交通便利，驱车20分钟可达虹桥机场，30分钟可至上海火车站，前往市中心的商贸区或举世闻名的外滩风景区也同样便利。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
New Zealand is a South Pacific country located midway between the equator and the South Pole. Lying within the South Temperate Zone, New Zealand has an oceanic climate, without extremes of heat or cold. Most parts of the country enjoy ample sunshine and rainfall, although the weather is rather changeable. Seasons are the reverse of the northern hemisphere, with temperatures generally higher in the north of the country, which experiences subtropical warmth in summer. Winter brings extensive snowfalls in the southern Alps. There are now over 3,300,000 New Zealanders of all races, predominantly of European and Polynesian origin. The Maori population is around 12% of the total. As the result of intermarriage, many New Zealanders have both Maori and European ancestors. This country has a low population density, with about 12 people in every square kilometer. More than two-thirds of New Zealanders live in the North Island, and three-quarters of the people live in cities and towns along the coastal areas and lowland plains. New Zealanders are traditionally keenly interested in sports of all kinds, and the temperate climate encourages most forms of outside recreation. Although rugby probably remains the major national winter sport, football, netball, hockey, rugby league, and skiing are increasingly popular. The principal summer sports include cricket, softball, tennis, athletics, swimming, surfing, and boating, while golf and horse racing are enjoyed throughout the year.
New Zealanders have a strong and increasing involvement in a wide range of cultural activities throughout the country. The performing arts are well established, with professional and amateur companies active in music, drama, and dance. New Zealand writing, painting, pottery, and weaving have achieved growing international recognition in recent years. Filmmaking has also become an important industry over the past 20 years. The educational system strongly encourages music, drama, and the visual arts at all levels. A pioneer in social welfare, New Zealand has a comprehensive social security scheme for the aged, disabled, sick, and unemployed. An innovative accident compensation scheme provides compensation and rehabilitation for all people injured by accidents. Comprehensive health services, mostly supported by the state, are available to New Zealanders. Public hospital treatment, prenatal and maternity service, and many medicines are state subsidized, as is dental treatment for children. There is also an expanding private health service industry. The infant mortality rate is 10.8 per 1,000 births. Average life expectancy is 77 years for women and 71 for men. Education is provided from primary school to university and is compulsory between the ages of 6 to 15. The majority of schools are supported by the state and administered by school boards of trustees. Others are supported by churches or private interests. There are 7 universities, and the larger towns and cities have technical institutes and community colleges to provide further tertiary education. A state correspondence school caters for children who cannot attend school in the normal way for reasons of isolation, illness, or disability, and for others enrolled in continuing education courses. New Zealand has a worldwide reputation for quality agricultural products, and almost half of the nation's export earnings are derived from farming, a tradition of scientific agricultural research and development, the use of modern machinery, including aerial top dressing of pasture, and efficient pasture and soil management enables full advantage to be taken of a temperate climate and ample rainfall to obtain high yields from the land. Grassland farming remains New Zealand's most important industry. New Zealand is an active trading nation linked to its principal trade partners by regular sea and air services. The country is one of the world's largest exporters of wool and the largest single country exporter of dairy products, notably butter, cheese, and milk powder, lamb and mutton. Other major exports are timber and timber products, fish, and horticultural produce. China is one of New Zealand's principal trade partners. The two countries have experienced increasing exchanges in many areas in recent years, including the frequent exchanges in cultural, educational, and public health fields. Passage 3. English-Chinese interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, my topic today is education in Australia. In Australia, each state and territory has its own primary and secondary education system. Standards, however, are high and reasonably uniform. Within each state and territory system, there are 2 main types of school, government and non-government. In government schools, attended by about 2/3 of children, tuition is free. About 3/4 of the non-government schools are Catholic. Most non-government schools charge fees. Although the states and territories are responsible for all education, the federal government provides most funding for higher education. in 1989, it set up a system under which undergraduate and postgraduate students must make a financial contribution toward the cost of their study. Throughout Australia, schooling is compulsory between the age of 6 and 15 years. However, most children begin school earlier than the law requires, usually in preschools run by the same organisations that administer the mainstream schools. Primary schooling lasts 6 to 7 years, and the curriculum is similar across the nation. Studies begin with basic language and mathematics and the fundamentals of inquiry, and social, health and creative skills are taught. Before reaching secondary level, children are learning English, mathematics, elementary science, social studies, music, art, craft and physical education. Optional subjects such as religion, languages and music are common. Secondary schooling begins at year 7 or 8 and goes typically to year 12. More advanced levels of the same subjects are taught, plus technical and commercial ones. The typical secondary school is the coeducational comprehensive or multipurpose high school, offering a wide range of subjects. Some states have separate high schools and colleges specializing in technical, agricultural, commercial, and other fields. Their curriculums include general academic subjects and practical training. Major examinations or other formal assessments occur after 3 or 4 years of high school, and at this point, most students are old enough to leave the system. Another 2 years study is available, however, and many keep going to the end year 12. In most parts of Australia, certificates are issued at each of these levels, called commonly the school certificate, at or about year 10, and the higher school certificate, year 12. The higher school certificate is usually required for university or higher education college entry. Post-secondary education in Australia occurs in universities and colleges of technical and further education called TAFEs. Most of Australia's approximately 1 million TAFE students attend state-administered colleges. The vast majority study part-time. All major skills in a wide range of industrial, commercial, artistic, and domestic occupations are covered. Most universities also offer non-degree continuing education programs. The entire system is matched by correspondence courses for students prevented by illness, disability, or residential isolation from attending schools. There are also School of the Air, which use two-way radio networks to provide classroom experience to students in isolated places. In some states, children living too far from a secondary school to travel daily may live in government-funded or subsidized hostels. Special educational services are provided to integrate into classrooms children with disabilities attending special and mainstream schools. They are designed to accommodate the special needs of children with intellectual, physical, sensory, emotional, social, or learning disabilities. There is a nationwide school program designed to increase student sensitivity to the population's multicultural background and to help ethnic communities maintain their languages and cultures. Students from non-English speaking backgrounds are helped to develop their English to enhance their equality of opportunity in education and participation in society. Educational material developed under federal initiatives is available to schools to meet such language needs. I'd like to stop here and wish to take your questions.